It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. After 3 months of mostly declining numbers, new claims for unemployment benefits increased last week. More than 10,500 people filed for unemployment in Colorado last week. The state's peak in new unemployment claims came in mid-April with more than 100,000 claims in 1 week. The industries hit hardest include food service, healthcare, and retail. The prevalence of COVID-19 is increasing in Colorado. The state has seen spikes in a number of indicators since the beginning of the month, Lindsay Fent reports.
5 counties and 2 regional health departments reported rising incidence rates this week, prompting public health officials to renew calls for social distancing and mask wearing. The state as a whole is approaching a 5% positivity rate in tests, which is the recommended threshold to begin shuttering the economy. Outbreaks in Colorado are also on the rise. 26 facilities reported outbreaks this week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
People will have to wear a face mask while shopping at King Supers and City Market stores starting next week. Parent company Kroger says that rule takes effect next Wednesday. People who can't wear masks for medical reasons are encouraged to use pickup or delivery services. Walmart is also requiring its customers to wear face masks. A nearly century-old research site on Colorado's western slope that sits on 270 acres is now protected from development. The Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory, one of the most productive places for field research on Earth, will continue its work permanently through a conservation easement with Colorado Open Lands. Ian Billick, the lab's executive director, says the land attracts scientists who want to study relatively natural landscapes. The easement secures that.
Not only does it limit the building potential, but it really says this property is going to be used for research and education.
Recent research includes findings on how hummingbirds see and how plastic pollution can become airborne. The YMCA fire burning on federal land near Canyon City is now 90% contained after burning about 300 acres. Officials say the uncontained edge of the fire is in steep and inaccessible terrain. Crews are winding down their efforts, but local officials will keep watch on the fire over the next few days. That YMCA fire was reportedly started by lightning last week. This is CPR News.